listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. And we got a wonderful energy gravitating in our studio today. Oh, you guys feel that? Is Dave's Good Vibration Station. Once again, I'm your host, David Crockett. We got my one brother, JMP.
What up, Los Angeles?
The one and only Josh. I thank you, brother. He is my co-host and a dear friend of mine. Listen, guys, we have such an amazing show lined up for you today. We have a very special guest in the studio today. How you doing, Danny?
Hello, guys. Hello, everyone. I'm doing fine.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know what, guys? You are such lucky people. Let me tell you why. Because you are listening to the Dave's Good Vibration Station.
Yes.
With the one and only Danny Bazolov.
Yes, sir.
Now, we brought Danny on the show today for a few reasons. Number one, he is an amazing individual. Very kind heart. He's an inspiration, if you will. He is an inspiration to many people, to all, if you've met him. Josh.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Danny Bazolov,
and then
we will talk to the man himself.
Oh, of course.
Let's hear a little bit about what he does.
Danny Bazolov, Bulgarian barbarian. That's what they used to call him
back in the older days. There you go, the Bulgarian barbarian.
Yes.
Now, why do we call him the Bulgarian barbarian?
Well, I'll tell you something. He's a fitness guru, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
If you want to talk to somebody about living a healthier lifestyle, you come to this man right here, sitting to the right of me.
There you go.
Because he knows what he's talking about.
Absolutely.
He's a competitor. He just won his first show back in September.
Wow.
Yeah, he placed first, ladies and gentlemen, first place. It's
now,
not second, it's not third, it's first.
Absolutely. Right. And that's why we have him on the show.
That's right.
So what did he win exactly? What did he win? And then we're going to talk to the man himself. We're getting the third-party perspective, and then we're going to go first-party perspective.
Okay.
Right?
He was competing in Culver City for a physique competition. Physique competition. Now, they usually aim for symmetry and balance in these types of competition, and Danny here nailed it. Symmetry and balance.
That's right. Wow. Well, I'm going to tell you, Danny, sitting across from you right off the bat, I will agree with Josh in that you do absolutely have symmetry and balance. And more in one way, right? More than just in your physique, obviously, in your mindset, your consciousness.
I'm totally agree with you.
Let's hear from the man himself. How you doing, Danny? Thanks for coming on the show, brother.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm doing great. I'm so happy that I'm around good company.
Thank you so much.
I'm so happy that I can spread my journey with everybody else so I can learn about little things that can change their life in a positive, good way.
Absolutely. And folks, that is the definition of why he is on the show today. Danny, do you want to tell us kind of about what you're doing? Where you're trying to make a shift or make a movement in someone's or a collective group of people's lives? Do you know, like, why are you here?
But I want to show people that it's not easy, but it's very, very nice and very good. It's very positive to live a healthy life.
Absolutely.
It's not easy.
Absolutely.
The most important part, you have to be ready to do it.
Right.
Mentally.
Right.
This is one of the most important part, to be ready mentally, because everything is connected with your feelings and the way you feel and why you're doing it and how bad you want it.
Absolutely. So, couldn't agree more.
Yeah. I'm coming from a heavy weight. I used to weigh 300 pounds. So I just kind of let it go.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, I was still training, but, you know, I was eating whatever I see.
Right.
But it came to the point that I had to do something about it.
Right. So one day you, so were you ever like really into fitness before that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I started with martial arts back in 92.
Wow.
Yeah, 94 was my first competition.
Wow.
Karate, full contact. I've been always through, you know, involved in sports.
That's amazing.
But once I get to the gym and get the feeling of it and kind of liked it, and that's become a passion of mine.
Right. Absolutely. That's a beautiful thing. You know, Josh actually, Josh works out as well. It's like he does fitness as well. And for those who haven't seen Josh, it definitely shows. He is like such a built body.
Hey, believe it or not.
I'm like, man, like we're the same age, and like if you guys were to like stand us next to each other, you'd like laugh at me. You'd be like, oh, nice, like nice chicken leg arms.
But let me tell you something. Danny has helped me out dramatically.
Has he?
Dramatically. Yeah. Wow. I've lost all the tips that he's given me. I right. followed them. I've lost a lot of fat, you know. I got leaner. I not only physically feel better, I mentally feel better and cleaner. Like I have a
Absolutely.
Lot less stress in my life. And Danny still helps me out at the gym.
Really?
Dramatically, yeah. I've
that's
seen dramatic
wonderful.
Changes. And that's why I thought it would be really cool to have a person like this on the show, to change someone's lifestyle completely, make them happier physically and mentally.
Absolutely.
So that's why we have Danny here. And it's really an honor to have a person like
Thank
him
very
to
much,
be
guys.
In the studio.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And Josh, my question yeah. for you is, what inspired you? Now, the reason why I'm asking Josh this is because, Danny, you know, you are obviously a man. You're not a kid
yeah.
anymore. You know, but Josh and I absolutely are still kids. You know, we're young adults, right?
Yes, that's right.
We're 20 years old, and I really envy Josh's ability to have that like self like
empowerment
to go and just work out and be a healthy person. You know, like I love that. And my question for you, Josh,
yeah.
is what in the first place inspired you to listen to Danny? What in the first place, when you guys met each other, what
okay.
was your initial feeling, your initial vibration of being like, oh, this is a cool guy, and I'm going to listen exactly to what this guy says?
I'll tell you something. I was, 16, 17, 18 years old. I was training in the gym. Probably I was trying to push myself to get 3 hours a day in the
wow.
freaking gym.
3 hours a day
and
in the gym?
I thought it was right. I personally thought it was right because I had no experience before doing this type of stuff. And then I see this trainer in the gym.
Okay.
He's training a woman that I've met probably when I was 15.
Okay.
I've known her for at least 5 years.
Okay.
The transformation that Danny put on this woman was
right.
unbelievable.
Wow.
In 6 months, I could see every muscle in this person's body.
Wow.
Like, yeah, that trainer was Danny. He did that within 6 months. After I saw that transformation, I was like, all right, I need to talk to this dude because I think he knows what he's doing.
So did you then approach him?
I approached Danny, you know, we hit it off, you know, handshake, all that stuff, you know.
Just like, hi, I'm Josh. Danny's like, oh, that totally happened.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
We started talking and then he started giving me some advice about what type of stuff I should eat, you know, how much time I should spend training and all that stuff. And
that's
then,
great.
After a couple of weeks, it really started to show that advice really went to work.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great, man. That you know, Danny, obviously you clearly are an inspiration to all, and that is wonderful to have, like, the ability. Let me tell you, man, do you know how difficult it is to, like, to talk to a person and give them advice and then for them to actually take it? Do you know?
Like, honestly, I know. It's very hard. You know, it's my job.
Right.
And it's hard. It's very hard.
Yeah.
To take advice, and people sometimes don't believe it that something can happen. But
exactly.
I'm sure whatever puts you in mind, and if you really want it, and if you're positive about it,
right.
I think it's going to work. And I was watching Josh how he was training at the gym, you know, and I saw that he was really pushing himself, and he really want to be at a gym, and he really want to work out.
Right.
So
right.
That's why I love to give advice for people like that.
Totally.
And then he listened to me and it worked. So
right.
Why not keep going and get better and better?
Absolutely, exactly. Man. Absolutely.
And Danny, we were talking a little bit earlier before the show. You said you have some new project that you're working on this year.
Oh, yes.
You want to talk about that for a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. I'd love to.
Please,
I'd love to mention to you guys, of course. It's my new, you can guys check it out on Facebook. It's called Pillar of Strength. It's a Facebook page. And I'm on it, and my clients are on it, and I want to show people my results with my clients and my friends.
Great.
And I just want to show that just not just athletes and just regular people who work from like 8 to 5, 9 to 5, they also can achieve a really, really good results, because I have a lot of clients who work all day from 8 to 5, and the results they achieve with me are just tremendous, and I'm very happy.
That's amazing. So you started a Facebook page called Pillar of Strength.
Yes.
And on this page, the intention behind the page is to
motivate people
right.
to That's live
amazing.
A healthy life. That's what it is.
That is such a beautiful thing, Danny. That is such an amazing
and
thing.
Everybody knows we live in California, Los Angeles, and
yeah.
everybody here is a health, it's a health nut, health freak, you know, and this is how it's supposed to be.
Right.
Everywhere, not just in Los Angeles. So if I can help with someone else in other states or all the stats, it's going to be great.
Absolutely. And this show is internet radio, therefore it does broadcast worldwide. So anybody that, you know, is not in California or Los Angeles that is or is not, you know, health conscious, please feel free to, you can shoot me an email and I'll give it straight to Danny. Or you can probably just get in, you can shoot Danny an email yourself, you know, and you know, tell us your interesting fitness health experiences, and you know, we'll see what he has to say. If you guys also want to call in, you can do that. 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. If you want to email me live on the air, you can do that. Dave's Vibration Station@gmail.com. Once again, Dave's Vibration Station@gmail.com. If you're just tuning in with us, you're 13 minutes late. I'm just messing. If you guys are just tuning in with us, we have a very special guest in the studio, Danny Bozilov, who is an amazing fitness trainer. He is a motivational speaker as well. He started a Facebook page, which is growing and starting to get people. They already have, it's very recent. They already have, you know,
it was actually over 350 likes.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, I was going to say over 350 likes. And then it says that, you know, it said like 260 people talking about this. So there's, you know, there's a good amount of people that are grabbing on, latching onto this and seeing really what Danny's trying to do here. I think that this is an amazing thing. Now, Danny, I want to tell you something about the Dave's Good Vibration Station show. Yeah. Is a firm belief that we like to share to people on the show is that your mind, your body, and your spirit are all connected, and that what you think and how you and how you feel in your head is going to be a direct reflection of what.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
Therefore, if you are negative, if you are judgmental, if you are down, if you are not healthy, right?
Yes.
You're feeling negative. You actually feel your body starts to look, your body starts to feel, everything about it is negative. It's like, ugh, is groggy and grimy. But then let's turn the tables. You're Danny and Josh, and you know, you guys work out, you're health conscious, you're positive. Wow. You guys are very positive.
I wanted to ask Danny one question.
Please, please.
How did you find the right path to actually find yourself to be mentally and physically able to do what you're doing?
That is a wonderful question.
What pushed you to do what you're doing?
Right. Perfect.
Wow, this is a hard question to answer, but everything started, I was living in Vegas at the time.
Okay.
In my heaviest. And I just felt that I needed a change.
Okay.
And also, I was concerned about my physical health as well.
Okay.
By the way, I was living my life. Even if I was training, though, still it wasn't enough.
Right.
So, just that's what happened. That's what I'm telling everybody. You have to be mentally ready and really, really to want something to achieve. So, right. I decided and I said, you know, from tomorrow I'm starting the new diet. I'm starting a new thing.
Wow.
And I just did it. Nobody believed me. I had a lot of friends that were laughing at me. And, you know, they're like, come on, Danny, you know, you're not going to do that. Well, I proved everybody wrong.
Wow.
Yeah, in the first 2 weeks, I lost like 18 pounds.
Whoa! Which, first 2 weeks, first you lost 18
yeah,
pounds.
But, you know, nobody was gonna say anything.
Wow.
Because I still was huge. But everything behind was my mental, you know.
Like your mental, state of being.
Yes,
like, yeah.
My mental state of being. You have to be really, really want it.
Right.
To be able to do it.
Because absolutely.
It's not this thing. This has completely changed your lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Now, when you won first place, how did that feel?
I felt relieved.
Yeah.
I felt relieved and it felt really good because I worked really hard for it.
Wow.
I know how much work I put into it and how much driving and how much eating and
yeah.
how much work. And I had a lot of sacrifices during those 26 months.
Wow.
So it was great. It was an amazing feeling.
Danny, I got to tell you something, man. Sitting across from you in the studio, I can feel like just this energy, you know, that's just so like potent, so powerful from you, man. It's I can imagine like the journey of from where you started, you know, to where you are now. And it was last September you said you won the competition.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, this September, yes.
This September, right. Yes. Wow. So that for me, right, as you guys know, we're gonna pop in for a sec. As you guys know about the Vibration Station, we are all about inspiring you to do and be exactly who you want to be and do exactly what you want to do. Do not let your doubts, your thoughts that you don't think you're good enough, don't let that hold you back. I am blessed enough to be sitting across from a gentleman who did it, who put everything on the line, man. He put it out there and he just pumped it out. And for, you know, on actually Pillars of Strength, the Facebook
right.
page,
yes.
you can see a picture of Danny when he was heavier. 300 pounds.
Yes.
And then you can see a picture of Danny at the very top of the page when he won his competition. Wow. Wow. If you were to take the pictures and put them next to each other, you'd be like, there's no way that's the same person. That is amazing, man. So listeners, I really am just really edging you to check out the Pillars of Strength page. Check out Danny's story, because if he can do it, you can do it. That's the whole idea, is that, you
that's
know...
Right.
It's all about being motivated. It's all about having exactly the right state
yes,
of mind, the
yes.
right headset behind it. And it's such an amazing feeling when you can experience and like, you know, really engulf yourself in making a change for yourself.
Yeah, it's really right? Unbelievable. By the way, I wanted to ask you a question, Danny.
Yes.
I saw a couple of videos on your Pillar of Strength Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us a little bit more about these videos, what you're trying to show people?
Oh, okay. What the videos I'm focusing on, it's I'm training my clients, you know, I'm training myself with my friends or clients. I just want to show people different workouts, different exercises.
That's great.
I wanted to show them that the proper form is very important during the whole exercise, so to stay out of injury
right.
and to be safe. And you got to look in the long term to be able to work out. So I just want to show them the right form. I just want to show them different exercises. How are they supposed to be done?
Absolutely.
In a proper way. So I think it's going to be really good for you guys if you check out my webpage.
Yeah.
And also, I know that a lot of people don't believe when you just hear about it.
Right.
So that's why, you know, you guys and you listeners as well, just go check it out and just see what you guys can do.
Absolutely.
If you put, if you put in your head that, yes, I can do it and think positive, very important. Wake up every morning. What a beautiful day. I'm alive. I'm healthy. Let's do it. That's how it's supposed to be every morning
right.
when you wake up. You wake up in a grunchy mood. That's it. The whole day is gone.
Right.
Right.
It's so true.
So for like an overweight person who does want to get thin, get ripped, you know, just get a healthier
right. and a lifestyle, healthier, yeah, physique, healthier, look yeah. better.
If they're having trouble pushing themselves, what do you suggest they do?
That is such a great question.
Yeah.
If for them it's hard to push themselves and financially they're okay, it's good to get a trainer
right.
who can show in the beginning what to do, how the things are done. But if not, that's what I'm doing, this Pillar of Strength page.
Wow.
So I can show people who cannot afford, for example, a trainer or cannot go to the gym that often, they can see something something new, something very simple. I try to stay with the simple, you know,
right.
basic moves, which is doesn't mean that you're beginner or advanced. You still can use them.
Right.
So this is the way that they can be get motivated. Also, you know, again, how bad do you want it? What's your main goal? I know everybody's busy. I know some people has a lot of kids and family
right.
and stuff like that. But
right.
you know, I was the same way.
Right.
I was working 60 hours a week, but still,
wow.
from 6 a.m. till 9 a.m. I was at the gym.
Wow.
My goal was to get down every week with 2 pounds. So if I did it, and the Bulgarian barbarian loves to eat.
Yeah.
So you guys can do it as well.
That's amazing.
And of course, everybody can contact me on a Pillar of Strength. And if you have any questions, and I'm also working on my website. It's not done yet, but soon it's going to be ready. So it's going to be way more easier for advices, for different exercises. I'm ready to do some recipes, healthy recipes for everyone.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Because if you want to stay on a diet,
right.
you know, or make it this way, and a healthy lifestyle, so we got to substitute some things.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And you also have a YouTube channel as well, right?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
So if you subscribe to Danny's channel, which you could either type into the search bar Danny Bozalev or Pillar of Strength, you'll get that channel. And you can click on the subscribe button, and you will be notified of each new video that is posted. Danny, you try to post a new video each week, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Every week I try to post something simple, something new.
That's great.
And, you know, I'm sure guys are going to be helpful. I think, you know, I show plenty on these videos. You know, they're not too long, not too short. So I'm sure you guys are going to be happy to see it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm definitely, I love the fact that you're putting out videos as well. Because I feel like, you know, it's one thing to, you know, have the page and everything and have pictures, like, that's crazy. But, like, to actually get to see the workouts and stuff.
Yes,
and
exactly.
See, you know, Josh showed me the videos, and wow, like, you just pump it, man. You guys are just pumping it out. It is crazy. And I got to tell you guys, I feel like working out and, like, pumping iron, like, you know, just, like, getting, like, you know, just really having a focused, like, mental intention and idea of what you want to come out of this experience as, you know what I mean? I feel like that is one of the most powerful things a human mind can manifest, can create for itself. Like, the fact of being able to, like, meet your intention. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like sitting down and saying, okay, like, for example, I used to run track in high school, and that's a head game, man. Track and cross country, running, like, cross country. Oh, my God. Running a three-point.
You were a fast runner, man.
Thanks, man.
You were a fast runner.
Thanks, bro. No, but running a 3.1-mile race, you know, once a week, and then, like, training for, like, a minimum of 3 hours every single day, is like insane. You know what I mean? It's such a test of consciousness, such a test of, but then you lose it. I lost it. You know, I did other things and I moved on and it was high school. But you know, to come around and full circle and to allow yourself that level of mind control and that level of like, I'm gonna set my head to this, I'm gonna do it. And it's done. That's the only option, is by the time I'm done with this experience, or not even done, but by the time I've reached my goal, you know, I'm going to be exactly the way I want to be.
That's right.
You know? And I think that's such a beautiful thing. On top of that, what I wanted to say is I feel like that when you develop that level of mind control and that level of power in your head, it helps you in other aspects of life. It just, in general, overall, makes you a stronger individual. You know, when you can set a goal for yourself and successfully make it, like, that's seriously like one of the most powerful things that you can do. Sure. Really, it's control. It's that is called complete control. Right?
Right.
Right. Right.
So for the ones who are looking for a trainer, the ones that can afford it, right, how do you tell a good trainer from a bad trainer, Danny?
Well, there's a lot of good trainers, a lot of bad trainers, but it's very hard to say.
Right.
I think, right, you know, when you go to the gym, wherever you guys are at, you're going, I'm sure, you know, you can ask for what the trainer has achieved and what he's been through the years.
Right.
And maybe this is the one way you can recognize who is a good trainer or not. And also, you know, you got to see what kind of job and what kind of results he achieved with his clients.
Right.
So this is one, you know, this important thing that you can, you know, guys ask when you go to the trainer.
Right.
You know, I think this is the most important part. This is how we can tell. Or if you have somebody who knows somebody good and recommend, this is another option.
Right.
This is our option, yes.
That's great.
And I also want to mention also one thing for about achieving the goals and everything, that it doesn't matter if it's going to be with training or something else, singing or... I think the patience is also very important, to be patient.
Absolutely.
You know, to set up your mind that you cannot do, you know, achieve your goals, it doesn't matter with training or something else, just for like 2 days, 2 weeks, or five, you know, or a month. So you need time. You need time, especially for training in my area, whatever I do. I think you have to be patient. And
absolutely.
If you are a patient, you're going to be a big winner.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, Danny.
You're going to win in the end. It's a great feeling, great journey, guys. You should start doing it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, not next year. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
There you go. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's
totally
a new week, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what I love? I love the saying, the only time is now. You know? It's true. The only time is now. The time to do it is now. There's no other time to do it. Why wait? Danny, I want to touch on something that you said about being patient. Absolutely. I can't tell you from personal experience how many times I've set my mind to something and I've wanted to do something, I've wanted to achieve something, and then I've done it for like a few weeks, maybe like a month or a few months, you know, like, and I'll just, and I won't be patient with it. I won't allow myself to give it time, you know? It's super like, I'll be like, you know, well, I put so much into this already, it's not working, and I'll just, you know,
But see, this is a mistake. It's
exactly
not working because you say it's not working.
Exactly.
You tell yourself it's not working, of course it's not going to work.
Exactly.
That's why you have to be very positive. My mom always told me, you got to be positive. No matter what happens, you got to be positive, be thankful for the small things you have, and then look for the bigger things.
That's beautiful. Yes, your mom is an amazing woman. and they actually say, who's they, right? People say, they say, well, who's they? I don't know who they is, but there were statistics done for people that wrote down every single day what they're thankful for, right? People that actually took 5 minutes out of their day and wrote down on a piece of paper all the things that they're thankful for. I'm thankful for my beautiful home, my beautiful family, you know, financial abundance, for being happy, whatever you're thankful for. And they did that for, I think it was like 6 months, over a 6 month period. Every single day, they took a group of people, had them write what they're thankful for. And then they took another group of people right after that. And well, currently, like this was going on simultaneously, and they told them not to count their blessings. They told them, you know, just go on with your daily lives. Don't think about what you're thankful for. Just live your life and not be thankful.
Okay.
Right. After the 6 months, the people that wrote down 100%, not like 75, no, 100% of the people that wrote down what they were thankful for were 4 times more. They had become 4 times as like successful than the other people in that 6 month period. They had like 4 times as much progression in their lives. Just like in 6 months ago, you know, they were in an apartment and blah blah blah, and then like 6 months, like their whole lives just progressed. And then they interviewed them and they talked about it, and they were saying, like, you know, when you actually sit down and you're thankful for things, what you're doing in your head is you're opening up the opportunity for more to come in, for more abundance.
Exactly.
You know, Danny, we actually have a caller on the air. I'm gonna take this. How you doing today? You're live on the air, Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who are we speaking to? Hello? Hello, hello. Well, you know what? If you want to try calling in again, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. Sometimes we do that here. We'll get a call. And it just won't go through.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately not. But if you don't have service, use the house phone.
Use the house
If you don't have a house phone, you can run a mile down the street to the next payphone. Because you need to call the vibration station. I'm just messing with you guys. Here, you know, the caller's right back. Let's see. Hi, how you doing? You're live on the air, Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who are we speaking to? Oh, my goodness gracious. This is just a little bit of ridiculousness. Well, that's okay. Looks like we might be having an
third,
issue with
third
our
time's
phone
a charm.
Lines. Third time's a charm. We want to thank you for calling into the show. but yeah, I just to continue on with that, I think it's super fascinating how much power thought actually has upon your reality, right? And upon your...
That's true. I have a friend of mine, he did the same thing, and he said, and I've seen it, he's way better than 6 months ago.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
totally.
The way he thinks, the way he talks, especially when we, you know, we have like a serious conversation, it's just great. It's a positive energy comes out of him. It's great. It's a great vibration. Yes,
right.
It's
absolutely. Amazing. Absolutely good vibration. That is why we are on the vibration station.
Exactly.
yeah, and I just think that, you know, when you allow yourself to be thankful, and when you allow yourself to open up and recognize how much you really do have in your life and how much empowerment you've allowed yourself to experience, oh man, that's when the world becomes your playground, right? It's all about perception. It's all about how you look at yourself. It's all about how you look at the world. And if you look at yourself as, you know, this empowered individual that is just living this world of gratitude and health and abundance, oh man, that's what you're going to experience.
See, Danny's like a teacher. He's like a mentor. So how do you feel when your clients succeed? How does that make you feel when you see your clients actually try to do what you do and succeed?
The feeling, I cannot explain to you guys the feeling. It's just great.
Right.
It's like I did it, you know?
Right.
And it's great because... my clients or the guys who I'm putting on diet or certain plan and they achieve their goals, they're very happy, and I like that, you know.
Right.
That brings a lot of happiness, a lot of positiveness, a lot of positive energy, you know. At the same time, this is the way I make my life, you know, make my living. So
right.
It's nothing better than that, you know, bring happiness and, you know, make people good and good
right.
about themselves. They
right.
think positive, that, you know, they feel way better. So I think it's... It's a great thing. I like it. I love my job, and I love helping people.
Absolutely. You
know, what I experienced and the feeling I went through, the whole journey with the, when I was 300 and winning my competition.
Wow.
It was just great. You know, I'm not expecting everybody to do that, but right. if everybody have a goal 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds and they achieve it even more, that's what it's about.
That absolutely.
And that's I talk a lot about the person. I know I'm training a 19-year-old right now, and he's in a almost pre-contest diet.
Wow.
He's done it for 43 weeks.
Wow.
His results are amazing. It's very hard. And I was talking to him, you know, in person, and, you know, he said, Dan, it's really hard. And, but, you know, he really wanted.
Right.
So he's in my videos. His name is Casey Karimi.
That's
so
great.
So he's in the videos. You guys can see it, what kind of results we got together. And he's very happy. So he... I told him, you know, you need like 4 or 5 weeks to be really strict
right.
in his condition and his level of training. He did it. He said, okay, let's do it. So,
wow.
There you go. Six weeks later, he's very happy.
Wow.
I've seen pictures of Casey. He looks great.
Really?
He looks great. I mean, Danny does a really good job of transformations to his clients. I mean, they look great in the beginning, but they look their best after.
That's amazing.
But one more thing. I'm doing this, you know, unless my clients let me.
Right.
You know, I gotta see how much they can let me so I can help them.
Absolutely.
So again, they gotta be very positive. You know, I'm trying also to help on a, you know, mentally prepare them for what they have to expect. And I never always been in front of them that it's gonna be hard because it is hard.
Right.
But in life, everything is hard. It's not easy.
Absolutely. You know, Danny, we actually have, I believe, a caller on the air. Right. How you doing? You're live on the air. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, Dave. It's Alyssa.
Hey, Alyssa. How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. Hi, you know, Alyssa. We actually, as you know, we have an amazing in-studio guest today. What's going on?
I've been listening. It's really, he sounds wonderful. And
thank you.
I just have a question for your guest and maybe for you guys too.
Absolutely, please.
My boyfriend and I have been going together for about a year, and he has always been like tall and thin.
Okay.
And he wanted to buff up, and you know what I mean? And like within the last 3 months, he has gotten so amazingly buff.
Wow.
He's been going to the gym and all.
Right.
But I found out through a friend of his that he has been taking steroids.
Oh.
So he was telling me all this time he's going to the gym and working really hard and, you know, just been working out.
Right.
And I found out that he's been taking steroids, and I questioned him about it, and he said, oh, yeah, you know, most of us do. It's not a big deal. I'm just taking a little. But he's, like, different. His personality is different.
Right, right.
He's angry. He's just
right.
different, you know, and I don't know. What would your guest suggest he do or I do to help him stop taking steroids, to make him feel like he has to look better, you know, by taking the steroids? He's just like this, he's really a nice guy, he's really sweet, but he's different.
Right. Well, Danny, this looks like this is one right up your alley, brother.
Yes. Hello, Lisa. It's me, Danny.
Hey. Hi, Danny.
How are you?
Good. I'm good.
Okay. I don't think you should worry about too much. For now, the only thing you should do, if you love your boyfriend, of course,
I think
you should be supportive. And I also will suggest you, if you want guys to do it together, get it's called a Bigger, Faster, Stronger. It's a documentary movie. It's very popular in fitness, sports area. Just get the movie. Just get the movie and watch the whole movie. You know what I mean? And then
Bigger, Faster, Stronger. Okay.
Yeah, Bigger, Faster, Stronger. Right. It's a really, really good movie, documentary. They talk a lot about steroids, vitamins. I talk about professional athletes. I think you're going to get different perspective for the whole idea. About taking steroids, I think my personal, this is a very sensitive subject, you have to understand in the first place.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Right.
This is a very sensitive subject. You just gotta be supportive, and I don't think you should worry about too much. For now, just gotta be supportive. Yes, when you do steroids, they sometimes change your mood or anything, so whatever, yeah. If you guys have some problems, it's not because, he wanted to do it, it's because of other stuff that he was taking. One more thing is, you gotta ask him why he's doing that, why he's doing that, what the main reason is for him to do that.
Right.
You can achieve a good result, you can achieve good results without taking, steroids and anabolic, supplements. They're absolutely not bad for you. I'm saying, this is my personal opinion. I'm saying again, this is what I think about it through my whole experience and I see and, what I experience and in my country and here. They're not that bad for you. But again, always when you do more or overdo, it's bad for you. And the worst part is that there's on the markets a lot of, fake stuff.
Right.
I think I think there's a lot of people right now, at least in their 40s and 50s, they go through a doctor and they have like a kind of hormone therapy. I think this is great. I think this is good, but it's go through the doctor through different tests, they're making, and the doctor allows you the dosage, how to take it, how much, and they follow your level of, testosterone and stuff like that. So I think you should be patient. I think you should ask yourself what's most important for you. And I'm telling you again, just get the move, don't judge him, this is a personal choice. I know you guys are close together, you guys are boyfriend and girlfriend, so it's a personal choice, but I think it should be a good idea to get this movie and just to look at it. And if you'd like, watch the movie, and then you can make a call on the radio, and we're going to talk about it. I'm willing to talk about it. This is a very sensitive subject, especially for guys.
I know.
I know a lot of girls taking it as well. But, again, you don't need to worry about it. I think you should talk to him first, and just get the movie, look at it, and then see what, how we're going to think. I want to see what you're going to say after that.
Okay. A bunch of his friends are really buff, and they got him started on it. So I'm just worried that he's always going to be, addicted. I don't know if it's addictive or what. But
sometimes it is. It depends on the personality. It depends of who you are as a person.
Okay.
But I think the best way you can suggest him, if he wants to continue that, to go to the doctor. If he doesn't want to stop,
I don't think he's going to a doctor for it.
Well, you know what? You're a woman. You guys always have a hope, so you always can try, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
And it's kind of like, I think it's interesting because, there's certain places around the world and stuff where, you can get certain drugs and stuff and like certain, medications anywhere from, all around the world, you can, for example, here, you can get a prescription for a medication. And, if you have pain, you get Norco or something, if you are, if you have anxiety issues, they give you Xanax or something, So I think it's very interesting that there's so many mind and body altering substances out there that can be prescribed to you. Along with that, I was watching the show not too long ago where there's actually places where, I'm trying to remember exactly in the world where it is. It's not in California or anything. I think it's like Oregon or something like that. There's actually places where heroin addicts can go and actually inject clean heroin into their veins.
I know. I heard about that.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, are you saying that it's like okay?
No. I'm not saying that going and getting purified heroin is okay. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that for example, for like the heroin addict, you know what I mean? There is somebody that has already made the life choice and the life decision to take the drug, right? And they're not willing to quit. They are not willing to stop. I'm saying that there are other safer ways of pursuing your drug addiction. And I'm not saying, I'm not saying it's positive. I'm not saying it's good. It's what I'm saying is, regardless of whether it's clean or dirty, they're going to be taking the drug. They're going to be doing the substance. Yeah. And what I'm saying is, I think that it's really wonderful for, you know, what these people are doing. You know, there's actually this guy who runs, he literally goes around in like the ghetto with a backpack. It's this like little scrawny white dude who like runs around the ghetto with a backpack, seriously, in like Oregon or no, like Detroit or something. And yeah, he has clean heroin on him. He has all the stuff to give somebody when they're overdosing to like save their lives. And like he goes up to them and then he takes all any dirty needles, anything dirty. He completely cleans. He has like a team too. He cleans the streets that they're like doing this on. And like, I mean, yeah, it's like weird to think about, but at the same time, it's like, you know, this dude seriously is like probably saving a lot of people's lives. Even though, once again, they're still making this negative decision, right? They're doing it in a clean way, I guess.
Yeah.
And Alyssa? Well, I'm sorry. You want to say something? Go for it.
No, you know, my dad died from an overdose, and I'm just not agreeing with you, Dave, at all, because if he had help to go and get off the drug, not to keep taking it, that he would have lived. So
absolutely,
I don't agree with you, and I think maybe that's why I'm pissed at my boyfriend, because he's acting different. He doesn't need to do this. He's 23.
Yeah.
And I love him for who he is. I loved him when he was skinny and scrawny. And I'm so pissed that that he's doing this. And I don't think it's okay. I think it's wrong. And I'm just, you know, I don't think it's good to keep giving people the drugs that they want or are addicted to. Because my dad overdosed. His doctor kept giving him pain prescription pills, and he died. He overdosed. So I don't agree with you, but that's okay. I love you anyway, Dave.
Alyssa, this is Danny. This is Danny. Can I say something to you?
Yeah.
Now I know where you're coming from and why you strongly you have a strong opinion about it. And I totally understand you. So you have to ask yourself, Alyssa, do you want to be in this position or not? This is the only way. Because my personal experience, I don't think so. Because I think your boyfriend may be a great guy. I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I think once you start with this, and I'm sure he enjoys the results of it, it's I have to be honest with you, it's going to be very hard for him, I think, to stop.
Yeah.
But then... then you know you gotta put the ultimatum, Alyssa. You know,
me or
this. You know, maybe some people's gonna say it's not fair, but it's gonna be fair to you. If you don't wanna be around it, stuff like that, and because of what you said about your dad, I'm so sorry about it. You know.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. And ask yourself, do you wanna be in this position or not? This is the only thing. And sometimes, you know, you got to lose something good to find something better, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's absolutely
true. And Alyssa, I'm sorry to barge in like this. Danny here, he's an expert on supplementation, okay?
Yeah.
Each week he puts out a new video on training or stuff like that. He is going to shoot a video specifically on supplements. Maybe you can show this to your boyfriend, and he might get off the steroids and start using a safer supplement. Danny's going to be talking all about that stuff in future videos. He's been telling me about it. He really knows his stuff. He's really knowledgeable when it comes to this type of stuff, like supplementation and stuff like that. But I know where you're coming from, and patience, and... If you show him what Danny's doing, I think that he will listen to Danny, and Danny can definitely help him out. Pillar of Strength is the name of the page. If you could show that to your boyfriend, I think he will really appreciate what Danny's doing here.
And also one more time, Alyssa. If your boyfriend doesn't want to see it with you, you get the movie and just see it for yourself. So In the future, when there's a topic that talk about stuff like that, you're going to be more aware, because this is a big issue right now, as you see. Yeah. We see what happened with Lance Armstrong, you know.
I know.
It comes up that everybody was doing the same thing, whatever he was doing, you know. He just got the black sheep in the team. That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
But
as you can see, I like him. So.
Yes. Yeah. See, you like him. He was doing also stuff that they're not allowed, supposedly.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But you have to understand, Elisa, in a big sport, in a professional level, your body naturally is not made for such a pressure, for such a pounding and pounding and pounding. So that's why the professional athletes, sometimes they get busted with stuff like this. But this is a professional athlete. This is his job. Because when you go on a baseball field, you want to see a home run, right? When you go on a football field, you want to see a big hit, right?
Yeah, he plays football.
Exactly. Do you think this is easy? Do you think this is... I'm not saying I'm not agree with all the stuff that are happening, but your body naturally cannot handle these things. So sometimes a little bit help here and there, it's okay. But again, how, you know, it's not good what he's doing.
Right.
I agree that you're not agree with that. You're upset about it. And again, be positive and how bad you want it. And get the movie and we talk about it more.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, Elisa, for the call. You know what, guys? Love you too. Thank you so much. You know what, guys? This has been such an amazing episode of Dave's Good Vibration Station. I want to thank you so much. Danny, my man, what an amazing individual. It has been such a pleasure to have you in the studio with us today.
Thank you.
Once again, guys, you're going to want to check out Pillars of Strength on Facebook.
Singular, pillar.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pillar. Yeah. Sorry, Pillar of Strength on Facebook. I am David Crockett, your host. I got my brother, my co-host.
I love you, Los Angeles.
Josh. And once again, Danny, thank you so much for everything.
Thanks,
make sure
bro.
To check out his
thank
videos.
You, guys. Thank you.
Follow him. He's a great guy. Once again, the Dave's Good Vibration Station sends you guys unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. We'll see you next Sunday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in the golden lotus. That's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your words. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days. Unconditionally missing y'all in all the silly games like when we used to play and see how fast we can smoke out.